This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Birmingham officials are waiting to see if they can beat the odds and land the 2016 Democratic National Convention. Party officials were in the Magic City this week on a site visit, and while they had kind things to say about Birmingham, four larger cities are also competing for the convention. We talk about it now with Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He joins us as he does most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, and first of all, congratulations on being named Reporter of the Year. That was well-deserved.
Well, thank you very much. That's very kind. Well, I guess just as a place to start, the Democratic Party had officials in Birmingham earlier this week, Monday and Tuesday. Sort of what was going on? What were they doing?
People want to think it's that they were here to enjoy Birmingham and see what kind of magical place we are, but what they're really doing is assessing our ability to hold one of the biggest conventions around, and that is truly what they were here to do.
Now, you write that you seem to think that Birmingham is kind of out of its league when it comes to this competition, that we look like the shy kid who just won a prom date with Taylor Swift. Why do you encapsulate it that way?
I mean, that's not an insult. It's we're a good kid, you know, and we are making progress in growing up, but we are a little bit out of our league, not in terms of anything we do, but in terms of the number of hotel rooms that are convenient, airport ability to handle a convention like this, obviously mass transportation issues and those sorts of things. And it is really nice to be in this mix. It is wonderful to be in this mix, but we're not about to hook up with Taylor Swift on our own.
Well, we're competing against New York, Philadelphia, Phoenix, Columbus, Ohio. Your colleague, though, Kyle Whitmire at the Birmingham News, he's a little more optimistic, basically saying, why not Birmingham?
Look, the city has a great history that I think fits with a narrative that works in the Democrats' favor. You know, Democrats have made majorities by cobbling together minorities in the last several elections. This city has a positive story to tell, one that is potentially, you know, surprising to a lot of people who are not from here. And I think that fits with the image that Democrats also want to project.
So Birmingham, Democrats could be a good partnership. How do you see that?
You know, I really hope Kyle's right on that, but I fear he's mainlining the Kool-Aid on that. You know, Birmingham does have that story to tell, but, I mean, the story is also one of being largely meaningless in a Republican-dominated state. I hope he's right. Don't think he is.
Well, city officials and plenty of others have said even if we don't win the convention, the process alone has benefits, raises a profile, pulls people together. Do you think it's worth the $14,000 that the city spent on this visit by the Democratic National Convention?
Yeah, I do. I mean, and I agree and have written that it is worth that effort. I mean, this is, you know, enjoy the date, as I think I said. I mean, it is really nice to be mentioned alongside Philadelphia and New York and Phoenix and Columbus. And it's good to be there. Make no bones about it. But
it's just a moment in the spotlight.
It's a moment.
Well, also this morning, Alabama is famously a low-tax state, with most Republicans and some Democrats dead set against any tax increases. But there seems to be a slight change in rhetoric around the issue from Republican Governor Robert Bentley. And, John, what is the governor saying?
Well, when you really examine it and parse it, he's not saying all that much, but maybe it's we're used to not hearing this much. He's basically said in his second term, after in essence being elected after the primary, that it's time to open up and look at all our options because, hey, we're broken and we've cut about all we can do.
Of course, the governor, in previous statements, most Republicans have been dead set against any taxes. What do you think accounts for this slight shift?
It's because they've cut, what, $1 billion out is the claim, and we don't have enough money to pay for all of the things from prisons to everything else. And it's time that we looked at it like real grown-ups and said, hey, how can we fix this?
Well, how do you see that playing out with Republicans, with the public? I mean, the governor, even though he is the favorite to win re-election in the fall, he still has to go before the public.
Yeah, I mean, and still the anti-tax sentiment is very, very strong. If there is, I think what it means is that we'll have to find some way to plug this little budget, whether it's some sort of, if there's a tax at all, it'll be some sort of sin tax, perhaps a cigarette tax, that sort of thing. And that is not going to solve us long term.
And so that's the extent to any significant tax policy changes that you see coming out of this?
I mean, realistically, yes. I mean, I really wish what we would do is take a real hard look at our tax policy in general. It's notoriously upside down and out of whack. We have super low property taxes, super high sales taxes. We tax groceries. We make it difficult on the poor. It would be really nice if we could look at this and say, hey, let's examine our policy as a whole rather than let's just plug the gaps.
Well, just a moment left, but last week's primary runoffs in Alabama drew a whopping 8% of voters, which is actually higher than the predicted turnout. And so in an effort to get more people to cast ballots, John is suggesting that we consider online voting. So, John, briefly explain this idea.
When I say consider, I don't say rush into it, because there are many associated pitfalls with that and security issues. But, I mean, if you just look at the way people have changed, it is time we consider alternatives, I think. And it's worked in some places like Oregon, I understand. Why not give it a look?
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his thoughts each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News, online anytime at AL.com. John, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.